May the Lord help us to commence our worship by singing hymn number 1054. 1054. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Hymn number 1054.
Let us read the Word of God, reading on a little farther in the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and then reading some verses in John chapter 1. The second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, and continuing the reading that is from verse 21. Luke 2 from verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was there a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Let us also read some verses, friends, in John, the first chapter according to the Gospel of John. And we commence to read at verse 14. John chapter 1 from verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then, art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should come, be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. The next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And he said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, Come. He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Thus far we read, friends. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we beg of thee, do hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. We venture to come to thee once more, Lord. Lord, thou knowest we trust, we know it and feel it as more than a venture. We need to come. Oh, we feel so insufficient, Lord, for these things, the things of the worship of thee, our great God, and the things of the sanctuary. Oh, we are sinners, Lord, and feel unworthy of the least of thy notice. We have to feel we must come again with our confessions, especially of our sins and unbelief, our troubles of heart that we feel, Lord, through the fall and through our actual transgressions. Thou knowest how we are still troubled with indwelling sin. And Lord, the enemy is fierce against us. And Lord, he tempts and he harasses us. And we're no match for him, Lord. We beg thee, do help us now to come to thee in prayer. We would come plead in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, that name that thou, O God, our Heavenly Father, loves to hear thy children plead. Grant us faith in exercise, Lord. We may believe we shall have the petitions we ask of thee. And as we come with our confessions, may we have real repentance, truly be sorry for our sins, our sinning, our continuing, sadly in sin, because of the ways of the old nature. Lord, may we know what the Apostle Paul had wonderfully given him to know and experience and to testify, that he could say, even to the people of the Romans, ye are not under the law, but under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. May we know the favour of that Lord and the grace. Oh, that wonderful grace. And you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And Lord, do help us to continue in considering thy wonderful, holy, sinless birth, Lord, how they've just come into this world. Oh, may we be blessed here tonight to go by faith to Bethlehem. Oh, may we have it in our hearts, our very souls. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this great thing that has come to pass. Oh, Lord, we do beg we may have in exercise vital living faith. Oh, we know there was born to come to suffer here and bleed and die. Lord, as we read in Isaiah 53, the prophecy of thy life here, thy coming here, and thy going through so much for thy people's suffering, even the just for the unjust, to bring thy people to God. And oh, here we read even the profound words, and it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. So, Lord, help us to consider thee tonight. May we know the blessedness, the blessed felt sense of thy presence in thy house, Lord. Oh, do come as we have been given to feel the way of pleading it in the way and terms of the hymn we've sung. Oh, thou wast come, Lord. We know thou hast come. John has a very clear testimony of it in his epistle, and we know that the Son of God is come. And oh, wonderfully how he, John, was so given to feel the confidence of faith. May we here tonight be saved from our wretched unbelief by thy giving us that wonderful confidence of faith. Oh, that wonderful brightest evidence of all things of the good of thy goodness and mercy to thy people, all what thou, Lord, has come to do and has accomplished tonight, pleading the cause of thy people in heaven now, of all what thou didst do for them here on earth. And Lord, as our advocate, our mediator, our intercessor, and the day's man, and our great high priest above, we pray, Lord, do come then and favour us here. Come and suit thy blessing to each soul, Lord. Oh, could it please thee to dispense thy favours here among us tonight, and even to grant that blessed favour of application by the Spirit of that wonderful remedy. Sins within me, all about me, the remedy is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. Lord, oh, as we ponder things, even this afternoon and in hearing our friend preach in love and faithfulness, Lord, thou knowest how we do seek much needed help now, that we may preach thy word here to the friends, that it may do them good. Lord, we look to thee, O dear Holy Spirit of truth, that thou wouldst take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. And oh, may thy word run as our friend has prayed, and have free course and be glorified. Lord, thou knowest how our friend has prayed this evening, Lord. Thou knowest all of what we do desire and pray, and how we join together in prayer. And Lord, how wonderful it is when we feel that blessed unity of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, as we feel it here with our two dear friends, the dear deacons of this cause, may it know no change save only to increase. And with the friends gathered, Lord, and the young people, Well, we do pray that they will follow with thy blessing upon the things considered and done among the friends here of the young people this afternoon. Oh, do help them, bless them if they've received, as we expect they have received, the gifts of good books, Lord. And oh, we pray they may be profited in reading those things. And oh, Lord, all what they are given to so be exercised in the Sabbath school here. Oh, do thou bless, Lord, and favour them. You know, as we made mention before, we still have the little letters from friends here who are now established in church membership who were in the Sabbath school all those years ago when we first came among the friends here. Lord, what dost thou have for one and another of them yet to do, Lord? Is there exercise in our bearing them up before thee as we do continually, Lord? Oh, Lord, as we think of what thou hast done, we have exercise for what thou wilt yet do among thy people, in thy people here. Oh, Lord, surely thou hast thy sovereign purpose in many souls, and thy purpose, of course, for thy own honour and glory, thou good and gracious God, but also thy purpose in their lives, Lord, as to what thou hast purpose to call them into and unto. Thou knowest, Lord, all exercise in these things. And Lord, we look for thy appearing more still in the cause of truth here. Surely there are those who should publish what thou hast done for them, Lord. Oh, do bring it to pass, Lord. Thou knowest we wait upon thee for this. We do in private as well as in public prayer. And Lord, we do watch and wait. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, Lord, and thy glory unto their children. Oh, how humbling it is that thou givest thy servants children, sons and daughters in the faith. We bless thee for this. We pray for all their friends in the ministry of the word. Thy servants, Lord, that thou would give them souls for their hire and seals to their labours, and even give them, could it please thee, Lord, sons and daughters in the faith. And all that favour may it be given us to have the witness in seeing those of our dear friends whom thou hast blessed walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to see one's children walking in the truth. Who knoweth our exercise, some of us in our families, for our own loved ones, and ere we wait long, we watch and wait for thy beginning to work, and if thou hast already worked, for thou to deepen the work, as it appears to be so much needed, Lord, if it be thy will. Oh, do quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, Lord, do so work, we pray. Thou hast said, I will work and according to thy will, and we know and believe and we pray, watching and waiting for it. We believe that thou wilt quicken every one of thy dead elect. All those thou hast chosen must be brought to know thee and to believe in thee, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Oh, do let thy work appear, Lord. We watch and wait. It seems we wait long, Lord, but we must continue. We cannot give them up. Hear us, Lord, we beg in heaven, thy dwelling place, for all those that we pray for, all our concerns and needs. And thou hast promised to work according to thy will, and surely we believe thou wilt, dear Lord. No, we pray, Lord, that you bless our friends in their daily lives. Oh, lead them on, lead us each on in the way everlasting. Help friends in their business lives. Help friends in their calling, whatever it is, those that have their various callings, they know us here. Oh, thy handmaids and thy sons and daughters, Lord, in the faith, and Lord, we do want to live. We pray we may have grace to live separate from this world. But Lord, may we be blessed to live and have a useful purpose in life and do so, be in diligence and serving our masters well according to thy will. But above all, serving thee, our heavenly master, our Lord, our God. Oh, help us to walk worthy of our God and let our conduct shine. And keep Christ, living head in view in all we do, in all we say, in all we do. We think of the words in Colossians, whatsoever thou do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. May we be concerned for this, Lord. If we are in any way attempting to do anything that we cannot do in the name of the Lord Jesus, or we cannot be in comfort of mind in that, or may we be able to avoid it, to avoid the bad and to do good, to do good unto all men, especially them, those of the household of faith. So help us, Lord. Help us that we may live and the world take knowledge of us, that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. Oh Lord, hear us for all these things we pray for and beg of thee day by day. And Lord, we do pray for friends in affliction. Who knoweth there are those, and we especially think of and bear up before thee one and another. As I think one mentioned this morning, my own cousin, Lord. Lord, too, there are others, Lord, many there are. There are many friends there was given us up and down across the land. We remember them, Lord, and pray at this time, especially much grace may be given. They might be able to bear their infirmity. Oh, wonderful words the apostle was given. To state as recorded in the word, he will with the temptation make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Lord, we believe that way to escape is seeing thee by faith. It is the favour of fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. Oh, do grant it, Lord, we beg, to our friends in affliction. And our friends that are in sorrow, having lost loved ones. We think of those very recently, as we've been to the grave, the open grave, with one and another. And Lord, thou knowest the families in mourning. We pray, do comfort them, especially at this time when it is very much felt, when loved ones have been taken from family circles. Oh Lord, do comfort our friends. Lord, as some of us look back many years to great losses, it is still, there is the natural feeling of much grief and sadness. Lord, them knoweth how we were struck with it sitting in our chair last evening. Perhaps my dear one didn't sense it, but we did feel it very much. Lord, thou knowest all what we've had to witness in our lives, and we've needed much grace, but our good and gracious God has given grace. We could never have continued without thy grace, Lord. Thou knowest we feel deeply humble to think thou gave us such strong grace, the grace to believe and trust thee, that we were given that grace of being able to endure and to suffer many things. Lord, oh, we still are much in need of it, for thy to maintain us in thy fear and uphold us, Lord. Who knows, it is not easy. Oh, the flesh will fail, but Lord, thou knowest faith and grace in exercise, it will, as granted be given to endure, and that we should endure to the end. They that endure to the end shall be saved. Oh, and Jesus, having loved his own that win the world, he loved them unto the end. It's thy wonderful love, especially, that holds us up, upholds us, and encourages us and helps us, that we may persevere, we may endure. Oh, we think of the words of Paul to Timothy, and therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We pray for that grace to endure, Lord. It may be maintained unto us and souls kept alive. We may be granted that grace needful day by day, and so that we may live unto thy praise, honour and glory. Lord, what is my life? Thou knowest. We had the word here some time ago. What is thy life? It is but a vapour. But oh, what is thy life as regarding the purpose of it and all the will of God concerning us? Oh Lord, help us to be in exercise considering the reality of our living and our purpose in life. And Lord, that thou would bless us still and lead us on with our friends. We may feel the blessed unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We may walk before thee, the Lord, in the land of the living. We may live to thy praise, Lord, we beg for this. So help us each. And Lord, oh, we remember all thy people throughout the world. So many we do not know, but thou dost know them all. And Lord, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And Lord, there are many yet unborn that must be born in that natural way, coming into this world by natural birth. But Lord, thou hast a purpose yet to call sinners, even some yet unborn, that they must be born and must be born again. And Lord, the universe continues. We believe it will till every elect vessel of mercy is safely gathered in, to be forever with the Lord. And so, Lord, we, though we are in much fearfulness at times in thinking of the things coming on the earth, we pray we might not have our hearts failing for fear, but that we may be living by faith. And Lord, oh, thou knowest what is coming on the earth, what may obtain and come to pass, and terrible things it may be so yet. But we know there will be that great time of tribulation and trouble more than ever, such as has ever been and never been before and shall not be hereafter, a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. We thought we were coming into it. We think we are in it, Lord, in some way coming into it. Lord, as prophesied in the book of Daniel, and as thou didst make mention of it thyself, dear Son of God, when thou wast asked, when shall these things be? Lord, it is a most solemn time we're living in now. We especially are concerned to pray for the young people, dear children, and those yet unborn that shall be born. Oh Lord, whatever will they say? Thou knowest, but Lord, if thou give them thy grace, we pray for this. We pray that the young people here may be concerned to seek thee. It's thy work to begin the work, thy purpose to begin the work in them, Lord, if it be thy will. Oh Lord, we do pray, and may they be as they may listen to the ministry of the word and things spoken in all the solemnity that should be so given to us as preachers of the word to preach in love and faithfulness. And as the young people hear, may they be able to consider what they hear, and may they be so brought to be concerned to pray to thee, prepare me, bless me, save me. Oh, make me right, keep me right. May I not be left outside of the secret of thy salvation, of thy love. May I know the favours of saving grace. May these things be in the young people to cause them to be in need to pray to thee, Lord, save. Lord, hear me, hear my poor prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, we know thou wilt in some measure apply thy law to those who have set thy love upon. We know they will in some depth and measure bring them to know the guilt and burden of sin. But, oh Lord, the wonderful word in John's epistle will be so blessed to them when they lead them into the favours of the gospel. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, do so work in these ways, Lord, in precious souls. We believe it's thy holy sovereign purpose so to do, and so we pray, believing thou wilt do it. And Lord, is it thy will to do it in young souls here? Oh Lord, we beg thee, do appear in this way, doing thy work according to thy will. Quicken these dear souls that are still in the darkness of nature into newness of life, Lord. This is what our heart's desire is for them, if it be thy will. So hear us, Lord, now we beg thee. We cannot more multiply words, Lord, than knoweth all our desire is before thee. O Lord, unto us in the word our groanings are not hid from thee. Lord, here we trust thee, our God. We look to thee alone. We have thee, our God, to go to. Wonder of wonders. The wonders of thy grace, the wonders of redeeming love are all our need and our whole heart's desire to know and taste redeeming love, and that many may know and taste redeeming love. We pray, many here, all of those here, Lord, if it could please thee. Oh, let none go on in a dead profession of religion, as we have felt we had to speak here. Oh, how solemn it is, we can go on. We can be left to, if we're not thy people, we will be left to. Oh, how solemn it is to just have a religion of chapel attendance and a careful living, which will let us down at last, which will prove a bed too short and a covering too narrow. Lord, do save us. Save us, we beg, we ask. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 703. 703. Ye souls redeemed with Jesus' precious blood, proclaim the grace of your incarnate God. Sing that amazing, boundless, matchless love which brought the Lord of glory from above. Hymn 703.
Thank you.
the Lord may help me, friends. I do hope he will, for we feel poor and insufficient. But as the Lord may help us, let us again look and consider together the word here, the blessed words that we were trying to consider this morning. That is Luke chapter 2 and from verse 15, really verses 15 to 19, especially let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, this saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Oh, the wonderful things. It says regarding the wonderful things, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Well, friends, we could wonder what they told them, what they felt, what they had revealed to them. When they saw the babe, oh, what they knew was concerning him. That which we've been singing so much in the hymn, so much upon the reality of what the Lord had come for. Oh, and is it given to us to be an exercise to consider what he come for? Did he come for me? Did he come to this earth? Did he stoop down here to wretchedness and dust? Like we touched upon this morning, you remember the things we mentioned regarding the manger. And did it come for me? Was it for me it came? Is this a concern to you, friends, you young people? Is it a real concern to you? Did it come for me? Was it for me it came? Did he come? Did he devote that sacred head that he did, especially at Calvary, when he was on the cross, and how he cried with a loud voice, having suffered so much in body, mind and soul, he cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Was it for me he suffered, bled and died? And was it for me he, after 3 days, rose triumphant o'er the grave? Was it for me he ascended into heaven to be there as advocate, mediator, intercessor, great high priest there before the throne of God for me? What is it for me? And friends, I thought of it in this way. You know, God created the world. He created man upon it. He made everything perfect. But that fallen angel Satan, he tempted Adam and Eve, especially Eve. And they took of the tree which they were forbidden, and sin entered and death by sin. And oh, how the whole of humanity is fallen in Adam. We're all sinners. We're all born in sin and chafing in iniquity. And in sin did our mothers conceive us. This is how we come into this world. Come into this world under the curse of original sin. And we are very soon become actual transgressors of God's law, and we break all God's Ten Commands. Oh, we are guilty. We are guilty, hell-deserving sinners. But God has set his love upon a number which no man can number. if we consider this. It is a great number, and yet I believe comparatively as to the masses of humanity, it is comparatively few, but it is a number that God has sovereignly chosen of his people. Am I one of them? Am I one? And so thinking of how all humanity has to die, everything that God created in life on earth has to die, because sin entered and death by sin. Not that animals have a soul, but humans have a soul. God's highest part of his creation, man. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul, and that soul will live forever. The inner being of mankind, it will live forever, and it will live either in heaven or in hell. Oh, we all deserve hell. We all deserve to be cast into that place where hope and mercy never can come. But of course, according to God's sovereign choice of his people, he has a people that he will have for his praise. Are we among them? And you know, thinking of death, how death comes to everything of any kind of life, death comes. There comes a time when everything dies. You may have had given you those very nice, lovely bulbs which come up a long stalk, and several of them, some of them, and have a lovely flower on top. I think of those lilies, the various plants, they all have to die. Everything has a time. There's a time of life, but there's a coming to death. There's the animal life, and think of all the animal life and the beasts and the animals which are provided for our food. They have to die. But oh, the Son of God was born to die, but not in any natural way. He was born the Son of God, declared to be the Son of God with power, but it was in the will of God he must suffer, bleed and die. Thinking of how, and I would be very careful and want to be reverent, of how animal life is used according to God's provision, and it has to be killed. And it's killed in the most humane way we endeavour to. As even a friend here will know this, as part of that which has to be attended to. But think of your Saviour. And if we're really concerned to be brought by faith to Bethlehem and see the babe in the manger, and knowing he was born to die in the will of God, in God's purposes of love and mercy to his people, the only way of salvation, the way God contrived the means, the way to save his people, in the way of the giving of his only begotten Son. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But this is the point, friends. And I believe that the shepherds knew this. Of course, they didn't know everything about his life, his affliction, his tribulation, that he would have to pass through this little babe, the babe in Bethlehem. He was in the will of God born to suffer, bleed and die, to take the dying traitor's place and suffer in his stead for man. A miracle of grace for man, the Saviour bled. This was in the will of God. And this was what, and we know and we believe that, especially those wise men that came, they knew that this dear God-man, the Son of God, was born to die, and to die in their room, place and stead, to pay the price for their sin. But friends, you know what we've mentioned about trying to be careful in the killing, humanely. But our Saviour suffered. He suffered. so much. Oh, it will deeply humble us when we're led into fellowship with him in his sufferings, of his suffering so intense. Angels have no perfect sense, and there is a way and a sense, of course, angels do not, because he didn't suffer for the angels. He suffered for his people. He had come to suffer for his people, to bleed and die. And his people, may, as God blesses them, have a little sense of what he bore. If you, and some of you, have known affliction, some of you have known pain and affliction, as we all have to do in some measure. If God sanctify our afflictions, friends, he'll lead us, I believe, into fellowship with Christ in his sufferings. We know not, we would not speculate, but these shepherds, what was revealed to them when they saw the babe, when they came to that scene, to see the babe lying in the manger, what they were led by the Spirit into meditation upon and in, you know, we know not, but we will know what we personally know. And I put it to you, friends, one and another of you. Oh, have you been so led to view this babe in Bethlehem? Like we've sung, this babe contracted to a span for me. Oh, how the dear Son of God had all that before him that he must go through, all that that he must suffer, and all that that was so given to be shown in his perfect way of his walk on earth. How he set his face as a flint toward Jerusalem, willing to go there. We think of the theme in the hymn. How willing was Jesus to die that we poor sinners might live. And so, if we go by faith to Bethlehem, friends, if you have a face view of the babe, I believe you will also have that given you to feel and to believe and to stand in wonder and amazement that this dear babe of Bethlehem, you see him as contracted to a span for you, even to go, even to Gethsemane and to Calvary, and there to suffer in thy room, place and stead. Oh, may this be the blessed favour we know tonight, considering our Lord, our Saviour. Oh, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. What has he made known unto us, friends? Has he made known unto us his wonderful way of salvation? The way God the Father has so given his dear Son. The way we read in Isaiah 53, where we read, oh, does it come close to you in the reality of it? That we have to acknowledge, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This was in the holy sovereign purpose of God, prophesied as we read in the Old Testament. And now he's here on earth in this record of this that is here given to the shepherds to so acknowledge him here, the Son of God, in the manger scene. Oh, Mary and the child laid in the manger. How the consideration of it as these that went, these shepherds, what he's here for and what is before him. And as we, of course, many years have passed since the Son of God was here on earth, the 2,000 or so years passed. We look back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree, and hope our guilt was there. They came with haste. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And of course it says the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Oh, what was told unto them, I believe, was of the Holy Spirit and the wonderful revelation that God gave them, the measure and height and depth and blessedness of it. We know not, but it was so wonderful. I believe they were feeling the needy sinners, and they had this wonderful favour to know and believe that their Lord was here on earth, and the time would come when he would begin his earthly mission, when, like we read, those 8 days on when he was taken to Jerusalem, and we read further and further, we read about the prophetess Anna, who spoke those things she spoke. And then, of course, as we read on, it came to the time of being 12 years old, and it was taken up with his parents, as their custom was. And there he was in the temple with the doctors reading the word, and they marvelled at how he spoke. Oh, never man spake like this man, it said. Of course, the man Christ Jesus, but babe in Bethlehem. And then, oh, how he grew, how he so grew and in manhood and walked this earth and separate from sinners, keeping the whole law of God, the holy Son of God. And like we've read in John's Gospel, the time came when John was so appointed by God to hail the, what I believe should be said, the beginning of the ministry of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That doesn't mean the whole world, the whole of humanity, of course, the world of the church, the people of God, the family of God, to be redeemed by Jesus' blood redeemed. Yes, but friends, what the shepherds knew and felt and experienced, surely the amazement and wonder that they were feeling of this fact, they saw this babe, and they so rejoiced because they were given to be favoured with hope, hope of salvation. I believe that's the reality. They were favoured now to have some measure of good hope. It may be in some assured hope. What he come for? He come to save them, to save lost sinners, oh, to save his people. He, the Saviour, a Saviour is born. He should save. And as we, if we go down to verse 21, when 8 days were accomplished, like we read tonight, and his name was called Jesus. Jesus. You know the full proper meaning from the original of his name called Jesus, Jehovah, is salvation for every one of the church of God, every one of God's people. Jehovah is salvation. Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. And we can say in Gospel Day, he has saved his favourite nation. Oh, we would exhort one another, join aloud to sing of him. Christ has saved us. None but Christ could us redeem. It's he alone that came to save. He saves from sin, we bless his name. He draws our wandering feet to heaven. Saviour, the Son of God, does. Do we know him? And what they were so, they were so affected in the wonder of it, and they, and And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And what was it? It was what he was come for, I believe. Who he was. This is he, tis he, tis God's dear son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes. And could they say, I trust they could, and can we, for crimes that I have done? Oh, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But friends, you know what we've sung in the hymn. It's just the last hymn we've sung. Shall angels wing their way to earth to celebrate his birth? And shall sinners, saved by grace, silent remain? Good God, great God, forbid. Oh, forbid it. Forbid it regarding some of you here. Are you going to remain silent? If you know these wonderful things of God's salvation, what you hope has done for you, what he come to do for you. You see, this babe in Bethlehem contracted to expand for you. Are you going to be silent? If you go on being silent, it's not as these shepherds were. They published it. They testified it. They told of it. They made it known. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What has God told you concerning this child? What has he given you to know and believe regarding him, who he is, what he's come for, what he's done for my soul? They made it known. Surely it should be made known. Oh, the Lord has so wonderfully come, and what he's done now is he's done all. He's done all things well. Think of how those that were blessed when the Lord performed miracles on them, for them, among them. They said, he has done all things well. What he's done for you, friends, is it a great wonder to you? The wonders of his grace. Oh, that he's come to redeem you. The Lamb of God has come. That Lamb of God, for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. His people are saved. They're saved. They're forgiven. Their sins are put away, blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Is this your hope? Is it mine? There's nothing else really, friends. Nothing can be compared to the wonders of God's grace if we're blessed to know them. But know and taste of his holy redeeming love, to feed upon a precious Christ, to become meat in their drink. Oh, our Paschal Lamb, Christ our sacrifice, Christ our Passover is sacrifice for us. This is what he come for. He come to live a perfect life that none other could live, only the Son of God could live it. Oh, he, of course, the Son of God by eternal generation. We're all born and born in sin, and then we hope, as God has purposed to save his people, those who his people are now, they're born again. Born I am and born of God. The question was asked this afternoon. Are you born again? Art thou born again? Do you hope you're born again? Have you got some evidence you're born again? If you're born again, surely that's according to God's sovereign purpose, his holy purpose for you, to have you for his praise. Then, what else has he done for you? If you're born again, you're born to be alive spiritually. You are alive spiritually if you're born again. If we're born again, we have spiritual feelings. We are spiritually exercised, and under spiritual exercise we will be brought to solemnly know something of what we are. Grace, when the tribes redeemed by blood are brought to know themselves and God. And when we're brought to know ourselves and God, know ourselves as wretched sinners and know God as a holy, holy God, and know that we are standing naked and bare before a holy, holy God. And oh, we are brought to solemnly know and feel that we're justly condemned under the law of God. God would be just if he were to cast us away out of his sight in hell forever. But God, those he causes to be born again, surely he has a purpose to save them. And he's able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And oh, he's coming unto God, pleading the name of Jesus, pleading what he, the Son of God, has done, and the favour by faith to see him and believe in him, to see him as the babe in Bethlehem, to see him walking this earth. I mean, to see him by faith, to believe in him as God gives faith to the sinner to believe, to see him in his humiliation, in his walk on earth. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Just as they saw the babe in the manger, so the same faith will be given to God's people to see him and believe in him, and to witness him in his sufferings. Oh, the mountain and the midnight air witness the fervour of his prayer. He was in all points tempted like us we are, yet without sin. This is the Lord, the Son of God, the Saviour, as he grew and walked this earth and went about doing good. And in the will of God he must go to Calvary. The spouse in the song has it in blessed desire. She says, the spouse says in the song, that is the bride of Christ. It is stated in this way, the words of the bride of Christ, be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. And we know the mountains of Bether are in the path, the road as it is, as it were, between Bethlehem and Calvary. Be thou like a roe or a young hart. Go swifter, Calvary. Oh, is it you? Is it given you to see him going swift from Bethlehem to Calvary for you? To see him there on the cross for you. See him in your wretched place, suffering in your stead. Oh, what you have to publish. If you have a view, if you've had a view, if you've gone to the tomb, if you've seen him in death, come see the place where the Lord lay when the tomb, like Mary, found it empty. They've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. Oh, to come to that sepulchre, the place where the Lord lay. Seeing him, seeing the tomb empty, and being blessed to know he's risen for you, risen triumphant o'er the grave. Oh, friends, to see your Lord, let us now go. If we were to just use the words of the text, let us now go by faith, even to Calvary, where the Lamb was slain, even to a tomb where he was laid. You see him laid there in the tomb. See what sin has done. Oh, and he has suffered, bled and died to redeem the church. But the third day shall rise again. And he has risen. He has risen triumphant. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you enter into that? The Lord bless me with that so wonderfully. So wonderfully bless me with that word. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. It was the Lord blessed my soul in 1964 under the ministry of J.S. Green. In the same night, he blessed my godly father under the same words. I didn't know for 5 days about how my godly grandfather, I should have said my godly grandfather, how he had been blessed. I enjoyed the wonderful, blessed liberty of the gospel for 5 days, having the favour of knowing my sins were blotted out and the Lord has saved me and blessed me and blessed me with forgiveness and pardon. But after 5 days, when we got to be with our godly grandfather, he told me that he had received the same words in wonderful blessing. And the devil came in like a flood into my heart. And I had to have the conflict of the old Prince of Darkness, where he was saying that blessing was for your grandfather, it wasn't for you. And oh, that terrible, like the hymn writer says, blind unbelief was sure to work, and scan God's work in vain. And how I was so brought down into conflict and trouble, tribulation, and years of sorrow and trouble again, until my grandfather died. And then when he died, and viewing him in his coffin, the words came, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he so wonderfully restored me in that way, and so that I could believe again and feel the blessedness of assurance that my Lord suffered, bled and died for me and rose again even for my justification. Oh, the wonders of God's grace. We have them. Oh, wonders. God favoured me in such ways that he gives us to be able to acknowledge it, I hope, in love and faithfulness. And as I speak these things, I feel the question I must ask is, what has he done in you, friends? What has he done in you and for you? How has he blessed you? And should you not make it known? Should you not tell? It was not long then after that I was able to tell the church and was baptised and followed my Lord in baptism and have the privilege of the Lord's table, which is so blessed to God's dear children. Such a blessed favour to sit at table with our Lord and eat celestial food, which of course is partaken of by faith. God's people are blessed as they remember their Lord, as they follow their Lord. He's so precious, his people so blessed, the wonders of his grace so much felt, the wonders of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. Let us go to Gethsemane. Let us go to Calvary. Let us view the empty tomb. Let us see him rise. Let us see him ascend unto heaven. And let us know and feel the wonder of it, to wait upon our Lord, this same Jesus, shall return in like manner. Oh, our Lord, our Saviour, how we love him, how we desire to praise him, how we feel to come so short in our life in profession and praise. But oh, he's touched with the feeling of his people's infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. But friends, tonight as we come to the Amen, oh, let us now go and these few days of our remembering our Lord at this season, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known. You know what the Lord has made known to you. Some of the points of question I put to you. You know if it's true, what he's done for you. And oh, if you're silent, I think of the hymn that was so used here, the exercise given to your deacon to give it out, and how it was used here. One of the hymns not in our book, and we would be careful. We love our Gazby's hymn book, but you know how it was so applied to our friend and brother that he must speak. Are there yet those here that must speak of what the Lord has done for you? Yes, they published. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the same which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at all the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. We know this same statement regarding Mary is repeated as the time continued with the Lord being here on earth, and we know he come to years and began his ministry, and we know these words are Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart because she must witness him eventually on the cross and stand there, like I think I made mention this morning, when the Lord spoke to her. There was John there and other Marys before the cross, the Lord on the cross. And the Lord said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Oh, what a word it was to her. But what a word it is to every one of God's people. Come and behold him. Oh, as it is in the manger, the Ancient of Days. But oh, does the Lord lead you to see him on the cross, suffering there for you? Is it like the hymn writer puts it sweetly, a view of Christ on the cross, suffering in his people's room, place and stead, and individual souls whom he's given, he gives them to view him there by faith. And they hear the blessed Spirit say, "All this was done for you." May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Mr. Richard Phil will preach to us online on next Lord's Day morning. Mr. Graham Hadley will preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper afterwards. Our closing hymn is 1057. 1057. Light of those whose dreary dwelling borders on the shades of death, come, and thy bright beams revealing dissipate the clouds beneath. The new heavens and earth's creator in our deepest darkness rise, scattering all the night of nature, pouring day upon our eyes. Hymn 1057.
forgive anything that was seen amiss in our services, especially those things we may have spoken regarding our own pathway and experience, Lord. If they were wrong to speak tonight, blot them out, Lord. But oh, do ever continue with us, Lord, and lead us on in the way. Lead us in the way everlasting. Bless thy people, Lord. Feed them also. Lift them up forever, we pray. Help us to worship thee at this season, to praise thee day by day. Help us to live to thy praise, Lord. Oh, we desire to by thy grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and evermore. Amen.